Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. We're also joined by Steve Geller, waiting for Saints head coach Kellen Moore to join us. And Steve, I'll ask you this right off the bat. You've done this a few years. What's the one or two things that you're looking forward to as training camp hits and starts tomorrow?
Well, now, Mike, there's definitely that big question at the safety position after Tyrann Mathieu retired. Jordan Howden, will he be taking over that starting role? Jonas Sanker, a rookie, filling that spot. I think you talked about this with Jeff Nowak last hour, the previous segment about, you know, do they go out and find a veteran out there? And there's a few names still on the market that they might be able to kick the tires on, and that might be the route to go on that. Other than that, with the safety position, yeah, the quarterback one is too obvious right now. It's going to be interesting to see. I know Kellen Moore called it a three-man battle. I really think it's, though, between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. We'll see what Jake Haener can show in practices. He is healthy after suffering an injury during OTAs. But, man, oh, man, the run game. We know Alvin Kamara is your horse there. But who's going to be the guy behind them? Can Kendre Miller finally stay healthy and be that guy, live up to his draft expectations? What's a guy like Devin Neal going to contribute in his first season here? And don't forget about they picking up a veteran in Cam Akers. What can he provide for this roster there? And, man, I feel like I could go down this whole entire offense.
And also Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right, exactly.
He's another guy.
He's in the mix, too. Wide receiver, you're hoping, you know, that your main guys, you know. Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Brandon Cooks, Bing Bang Boom. Those are your top three receivers. But after that, who else is going to be filling in a role here with guys like Cedric Wilson Jr., Bub Means, Kevin Austin, Dante Pettis, Mason Tipton? A lot of people are high on Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Charlie telling me in my ear, Mike, that we do have Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the line with us.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on the Big 870 WWL.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's everything going?
Doing great, Coach. Can't wait for football season to start. And we know when all these camps sort of end and training camp starts, football's right around the corner. For you, I got to ask you, as a first-time head coach, because I've talked to so many guys. I've done this 40 years, so I got a little experience in that. They always say that's nothing like the first time, and finding out the buck really does stop with you. You're not a position coach anymore, and it stops with you in a lot of cases.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a really good process. Yeah, sometimes you got to remind yourself there are a few more questions you got to have answers for. But it's been really good, and we're fired up to be back in Louisiana, back in Metairie for training camp. And so this thing's gonna be a lot of fun.
Coach, today, and not that it was a shocking announcement, but it caught a little bit people by surprise. And when you put that many years into the National Football League, and just how good Tyron was. And for me, having watched him at St. Aug and seen what he did at LSU and then into the National Football League, and you've got to watch him also in that time span of LSU and certainly in the NFL, to look at what he meant to the NFL and certainly for Louisiana.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit it perfectly. His impact on this game has been huge, and his impact on this community has been huge. And being a guy within the NFL as a player and a coach, and watching his career from afar and competing against him in different capacities, he's just had such a huge impact. He's been a premier player in this league, and I think a lot of times these are always hard decisions, guys. For guys, you know, ultimately this game does end for everyone from a playing perspective, either by your own choice or by someone else's choice. And so for him to have an opportunity to kind of go out on his own terms, and really for a chance for all of us just to celebrate just a phenomenal career.
Coach, is this a look at your safety position and say, you know what, I'll take a look at the guys early on, but I may have to go outside the organization to bring somebody in, maybe a veteran, because now the pro game sort of mirrors the college game in so many ways, and the way they run routes and the crossing. And so there's so much communication that goes on. Now, I'm not saying a rookie can't do it, but that veteran who has seen that, been in those positions, certainly has a big advantage when you play that spot where Tyron did.
No doubt, no doubt. I think you're not going to replace Tyron with his ability from that standpoint. But you certainly see it with Justin. Just seeing Justin out there, the experience that he has playing in this league for a number of years, and the premier player he is, he's seen a lot of football, and he can communicate at a really high level. And so we certainly have some younger guys that were fired up. They've done an awesome job through this whole offseason process. We're always in roster evaluation mode. We're always trying to accumulate as many talented players as we can. And so Mickey, all those guys, they do a phenomenal job, continue to navigate that path, and if something presents itself, then we'll be ready to fire.
Coach Moore, things were warm here for mini camp OTAs, and the temperature on the broiler has been turned up an extra notch now that we're at the end of late July here. Just curious, how do you plan on dealing with the heat wave that's out for training camp, and are you surprised the last couple of days on how blazing it's been down here?
Certainly, I think, it's hot, it's humid. It's a part of the experience here in Louisiana, but I think it's a huge opportunity and advantage for us to train in this heat, because it'll test us, which will be a really, really good thing. It'll put us in a really good position. Training camp is a time where you do need to stress your body in some capacity. I think we got phenomenal support from a training staff and sports performance perspective. I think we got an excellent plan put together to get some really good work down here. And I think the other awesome aspect of it is we get a chance to be in front of our fans for a number of days through the next couple weeks, and so we're fired up to be a part of that.
Coach Moore, just because of the agreement between the owners and players, practices look a lot different today than they did certainly even 10 years ago. It's dramatically different. I remember two-a-days, and at one time, Hank Stram had told me this, man, Mike, I ran three-a-days. And I'm like, what? man, Coach, you ain't got nothing left. And he was like, man, we kind of wore him down. I think that has a negative impact on offensive and defensive line, because I think you do need that work, the physical work of it. I understand the safety part of it and trying to keep your players healthy for a longer period of time, but I think for young players, the development, the physical part of the game, it takes a little bit longer for those guys today than it did, say, 5 to 10 years ago.
I couldn't disagree at all. I think just the way it's structured with the offseason programs, OTAs have been structured in a way that that it's non-padded and a little bit of a controlled competitive environment. We have an acclimation period through training camp that from a sports performance and a medical perspective allows these guys to ramp up from the summer. But really after that, our number one objective in training camp is the physicality of this game. And these guys got, there's a physical toughness, a mental toughness. You play in pads ultimately on Sundays, and so really we have to steer our training camps towards that and focus on that and put these guys in as many situations, these offense and defense alignment. It'll be a critical aspect to our success this year.
Coach, I think one of the things in training camp today, especially, is the development of young players and to get them ready, because you don't want to put somebody out there that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And you don't want to put anybody out there who knows maybe 50% of what he should be doing. You want them to understand. I think that is a big part of training camp and also preseason today, to get time that younger players, if they're in their first year, rookie, second year, whatever, to get action out on the field, because there's nothing like playing. And being competitive out on the field. I think that is the other part of this, of getting younger players ready so when September comes, you know what the hell you're doing on every play.
No doubt, no doubt. I think the start of our training camp would be really focused on building a really good foundation from a schematic standpoint and obviously from a physical standpoint. And as we get into the preseason games and start, you know, closing our eyes a little more focused and focusing in on the regular season, we'll start shifting our focus there a little bit. But, you know, a lot of these guys will be getting as many guys opportunities early in this camp as possible. And those young guys will get a ton of reps and they'll be ready to roll, and we're excited to see them.
Talking with Saints head coach Kellen Moore here on WWL Saints Radio. And man, oh man, I was telling you about the heat. I'm excited to be out there tomorrow along with the fans. This quarterback battle, everybody's been talking about the competition that's coming up on this team. Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, also Jake Haener in the mix. Those three guys battling for the starting job of this team. Going to be so interesting to see how this unfolds, coach. But, you know, you're a QB guy, obviously. What are you looking for out of the position from one of these guys to win over that starting gig?
Yeah, great question. I thought these guys have just knocked it out of the park from an off-season program perspective. I thought they did an excellent job during OTAs, their summer. You can tell these guys just put a ton of work into this thing and for this opportunity, and so we're excited to let these guys just go for it. You know, I think as far as the evaluation, there's the physical component, which all of us can see and we'll all see, and I think these guys can all make all the throws they need to make. So much of this thing, I think, comes down to the operation of the offense, the decision-making, and the consistency. And that's really, you know, what we'll continue to evaluate. And I think part of training camp and part of preseason games is these guys face a little bit of adversity. You know, sometimes you're going to throw an interception in training camp, and that's okay. How do they respond? You know, and I think that's a really good test for us to see these guys go in all these different situations. And, you know, we'll let it play out.
Coach, I'm going to tell you this. When Drew Brees was here, he didn't respond well to an interception. Man, he'd take that helmet and slam that thing on the ground. He didn't like that at all. But I think a big part of the game, and we see a little bit more of it, and you were part of it last year, certainly, with the Eagles, the ability to run the football when you need to and have to. And that means building depth along your offensive line and also at running back. Now, last year, you had a workhorse in Saquon. He was just unbelievable last year. But, you know, not everybody's Saquon Barkley, and Alvin is certainly a special player. That seemed to be a point of interest for the organization in the offseason, try to build up better depth along the offensive line and also at running back.
Yep, no doubt. You know, this offensive line, I think, organization over a number of years now, invested a ton of resources there, which is the right way to go. I'm a quarterback guy at heart, but this game is controlled in so many ways with the offense and defensive line, and so we feel like we've invested a ton in those two spaces, which is great. And the running back room with Alvin and the guys behind him, we're excited to see all those guys compete. And so, you know, you need a number of running backs to be ready to handle an NFL season. Even with Saquon's year last year, Kenny Gainwell played a critical role. He played a ton of big-time snaps for us, and so we're going to count on a number of these guys to contribute, and Alvin will lead the way.
Coach Moore, how are you feeling heading into your first training camp as a head coach? I know you've been around the block a few times, but you're the head guy in charge now.
Yeah, it's just been a great opportunity. Been a phenomenal organization, great people. Really excited to get this thing going. OTAs feels like the baby steps, and you're building. But now we're transitioning into the real thing, and so training camp's going to lead you right into the regular season, and we're excited to get to work.
Coach, one of the things, you being an offensive coach, and you saw it last year, the ability to run the football and stop the run was so big. And I think for this football team the last couple of years, that's sort of come undone a little bit. They had been known for a team that really could stop the run. They didn't give up 100 yards rushing to one runner for a long period of time. And then last year, the last couple of years, that wasn't the case. That to me seems to be the biggest point of interest that you've got to get better at this offseason to lead into the season, I think, to try to stop the run. Because if you can do that, then, man, it makes it really, really difficult to get off the field.
Certainly, it's a big part of what we're going to be building through training camp, and the physicality of our football team and the ability to run the football, the ability to stop the run is always a key aspect of that. And so we'll invest plenty of time into it and put a lot of focus in it each and every day.
Have you gotten a chance at all, Coach, to, you know, go around town, explore the city some, or has it been really just buried in the books all about football for you?
There's been plenty of tasks to accomplish. We do get our moments to explore the city and the state, and it's been a phenomenal process. Just really enjoyed this area, the people. It's been a really special place, and we're excited to get everyone out for training camp and the preseason games and get the dome rolling in the fall.
Coach, one of the things, too, is when you're trying to reload and rebuild your football team, I think to win on special teams. And it's always been a point of interest. And you had a special teams coach before. Man, he was big on that. And now Phil Galliano comes in to take over the special teams. And that is such a big part of the game. People don't realize how much of an impact it can have on a game if it's a return or a strip of a return man or a punt inside the 10-yard line or hitting the field goals you got to hit. I know Martin Anderson was on and said, man, when I was kicking, 75% was really good. Today, you get fired if you're a 75% kicker. You got to be in the 80s to do that. That has been something that I think for this season that has got to play big for you.
Yeah, certainly we feel like there's been some good investment there. We're excited to let the kicking competitions go through that process because we got just some phenomenal players in those two spaces, and so been a big part of our organization. And Phil's done a phenomenal job. Him being here from for the last few years, I thought just a great transition. He's a phenomenal coach, phenomenal. We'll do a phenomenal job just developing our special teams program and putting ourselves in a really good position. Like you said, special teams, they make game-changing plays, and we want to provide that again.
Coach, you got the yin and the yang of place kickers. Man, with Blake Rupi and Smith. Man, yeah. And you see him for the first time, Smith, and you're like, whoa, look how big this dude is. And then, you know, I've done a couple of events with Blake Rupi, but both those guys, I think that'll be a really good competition between both, because I think both those guys can kick in the NFL.
No question. We feel like we got two guys going to really kick at a really high level in this league. They're both going to be kickers in this league. And the same thing goes for the punting game. I think we got two guys there that are just tremendous talents, and we're excited to let these guys play it out.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck. And, hey, go Saints.
There you go. Appreciate it, guys. We'll see you out here.
Who that, Coach?
All righty. Head coach Kellen Moore. In his first year, Steve, as the head coach of the Saints, and there's nothing like that first year. You learn so much. I remember, man, Coach Payton, he went on and on with Bobby and I about that first year and what I learned from that the first year and how not to do things and how to do things, because the buck does stop with you. Okay, when you're a position coach, you got a group. Now you got 53 guys, practice squad, assistant coaches. Everything flows through your vein.
Yeah, Mike, and I'm just hoping that awesome game plan that he had against the Kansas City Chiefs, that kind of offense can translate here in New Orleans, because that was something.
Man, I wish he could have brought that offensive line in Saquon. Man, we call it a day. All right, we'll be back with more sports talk and the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Sofo, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. I want to thank again Saints head coach Kellen Moore for joining us in the 5 o'clock, first part of the 5 o'clock hour. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the two-time Southland Conference Coach of the Year from Southeastern Louisiana, the Lions, Frank Sofo. Frank, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, thanks for having me on, man. You guys are the best, I swear. I hate to have to follow Kellen. I chased him for 3 years at Louisiana Tech, and they kicked our butts all 3 years. So when he was a player. So that guy's a legend in my mind, man. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen in college football.
Man, he put up some unbelievable numbers, Coach. I mean, he put up some huge numbers at Boise State. And they were running things that is what we see the norm today. They were running it back, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Mike, so innovative what they were doing. And it was so hard to copy because of the way it was taught and the way they did things. But when you got a guy like him operating, it was just – we couldn't do it. And we had an opportunity one time when I was coaching at Louisiana Tech in the WAC. We had an opportunity, and we lost to him 35-32 in Ruston. And that was the closest we got. But we went twice up to Boise and just got ran out of town. But the way he did things, he was remarkably accurate. The anticipation that he had, he was a marvel for me. And you can go back and find that there's a place somewhere where I said, I don't know who's voting for what, but if this guy don't win the Heisman, I don't know who the hell should.
Coach, you one of the few head coaches that I think everybody wants the stud. You know, everybody would want Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. But, you know, those guys, they're not just around the corner with their hands up in the air. You wanted a few head coaches. You don't mind working in multiple quarterbacks in your system. And I don't hear that a lot, but I've always heard it from you. And that you always had that multiple quarterback type system, and if something happens, you have somebody with experience. So what kind of gave you that just kind of thought process to have guys ready? Because everybody says, oh, my backup's ready. But they're not really ready because that one guy gets so many of the snaps and so many of the practice sessions.
Yeah, I think if you go back, if you've got a guy and you know you've got a guy, and then you're okay. You're good to go. You know, you got Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or Pat Mahomes or Josh. You don't have to worry about spreading those reps around. But if you're not quite sure, then you gotta figure that out, right? And I think when you look back over time in my career, it started back at Tulane, really, that we took when we had Patrick Ramsey. And even though he's a great talent, he was unproven because he didn't get a lot of reps backing up Sean King. And Sean goes in the second round of Tampa Bay, and then Pat steps in, and he struggles a little bit that sophomore year, but then we pick up a young man by the name of J.P. Lossman. And we made sure that we developed J.P. as well as Patrick just in case an injury or something like that took place, and that did happen. We lost Patrick for about three games with a split finger, and J.P. came in and did a great job. And then Patrick, his senior year, he goes in the first round. 2 years later, J.P.'s a first-round pick. We go out to Arizona, Nick Foles and Matt Scott, same thing. Nick Foles wins a starting job, but we played Matt a bunch, and Nick got hurt 1 year, and we lost him for three games. And Matt came in against Washington State, did an unbelievable job, beat UCLA at home. And, it gave us – I think it gives you opportunity and hope for you guys, and especially in the day of the transfer portal, that they have an opportunity to develop and grow. And the quarterback position is one that you just, I keep telling young guys, don't bounce around and go just chase something because you're going to be the starter. Find somebody who can help you learn, grow, and develop so you can really, when it's your time, and I admire that about Arch Manning. When it's his time, I expect great things from him. There's going to be some bumps in the road, but that guy's learned a lot of stuff We see it all the time in the NFL when you throw a guy in there too soon that's too young. You know, he struggles and he gets burned. And sometimes they lose that confidence and you lose the guy. So it's not always what you think. But I think the development and the growth, those things, when you give guys an opportunity to do that, then you can see the results.
Coach, last year 6-1 in Southland Conference play. You returned 16 starters. That means you got a little pressure on you. Hey, you got to win. You got all those guys back. You got 49 Letterman return. But we in an age where it's constantly changing rosters, guys leaving and coming in. And so for you to have 16 starters back, man, that is big for you as you enter the 2025 season.
Well, I think it speaks volumes for our culture there, Mike. You know, when you talk about age, I'm old. Excuse me, I'm old. Yeah, and then this is my 44th year coaching, so I got some experience doing some of this stuff. But the culture that we have here at Southeast, and I think is what lends itself for people to stay and grow and develop. I made a commitment to Southeast and then the state of Louisiana when I got there to recruit Southeast Louisiana from the beginning, and I've been doing that. And when our guys, we build our program on high school recruits. That's what we do, and we grow those guys up and develop. Some of those guys leave, they jump in the portal and they leave and they make good money, and we're excited for them. That's a good move if it works out. But the ones that stay, some guys have turned down a lot of money just to stay and continue their career with us. And I guess that's the, this is my dad's profession, Mike. He was a high school coach in Louisiana for a long, long time. It's my profession. It's my brother's profession, my son's profession, my nephew's profession. I'm very proud of this profession. I think it's got, besides wins and losses, it's got so much value to society. And I hate that some things happen sometimes where people don't respect the values of the profession. And those are the guys that I go after. But the other ones that do, man, it's just I think the beauty of what we do and how we do it, and it epitomizes what society is all about working hard, finding the value of who you are, and then getting to that point where, you know what, now it's my time for success. And, yeah, I'm not saying you got to wait 4 years to do it. I'm saying that you got to work hard to get it done, and you got to win that job, and you got to do that. And when that happens, there's just so much value and reward from that.
Coach, one of the guys, I'll ask him about two of your defensive players, because, man, in watching him last year, I know he was an All-Southland Conference player. He was a candidate for the Buck Buchanan Award, which is really saying something. But Caleb Proctor along your defensive line, and then your All-Southland Conference linebacker in K.K. Reno. Both guys, man, got a nose for the football, and it is like, bang, they figured out where that ball is, and they get to it.
Yeah, both of those guys, you know, they're fourth and fifth year guys, Mike, and both of them had opportunities to make not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars this year to move and go somewhere else. But they also realized it wasn't genuine, that, yeah, we're going to give you the money, but I don't know if we'll give you if we really believe that you can play at this level. And these were SEC schools that offered them. And these are guys that, you know, and we all know the game. Look, you don't have to jump in the portal. They'll find you and they'll offer you money back doors and everything else. And that happened to both of these guys. Well, they decided they wanted to stay and complete a mission that they all got on at the same time in their careers. And when you look at Caleb Proctor, I believe he's a legitimate NFL prospect. 6'1" and a half, or maybe 6'2", 290, 295. Very athletic kid from Oak Grove, Louisiana. Can be dominant in the run game, but I think his niche is going to be a pass rush guy. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then K.K. Reno's just been – he was a leading tackler last year from New Iberia that he just got a nose for the football. And, both of those guys are good leaders. We got 25 seniors, and they're two of the 25 that you just look at and go, wow, man, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Hammond America appreciates, Southeastern appreciates your commitment and your loyalty. And that's what we're all about, Mike. You know, we got us a small town, and the things that we do really is the commitment to the university and the commitment to the Hammond America and the city of Hammond and Tangipahoa and the surrounding areas.
One of the things when you look at your roster that you return, and I always look at this at major colleges too, is if you can return your center and your two guards. Because In today's world, a lot of people think all that pressure comes from the edge. That's not necessarily the case. They got a lot of delay blitzes, a lot of pressure from up the middle. But you return your starting center and your two starting guards. That has got to be a big part of your offense to have that experience back for another season at Southeastern.
You know, Mike, I think the people that listen to your show don't realize how smart you are. You know, they don't realize.
Don't know about that, Frank.
they need to understand how smart you are. And you're right. We Holden Karyakowski, Corin Boudreau, and Javon Turner are all back for their fourth, fifth, and sixth seasons, right? And so when you look at those three guys, that's exactly what you expect and what you're going to get. You know, 2 years ago we lost our starting center. Nobody thought anything about it. We lost five guys to or eight guys to the transfer portal, but five of them went to Power Four schools. And one of the ones that we lost was a center by the name of Dominic Serapiglia. He was our starting center. We lost him, and he's in Pittsburgh Steelers training camp right now. And he's a guy that, you know, we kind of fell apart. We ended up going 3-8, and they were all close losses. But a lot of the stuff that happened was we had pressure inside. We had things that took place within the interior line, and that cost us. And you're right, we're solidified up front. I think we've got some depth at all three of those spots also, just in case of injury or fatigue or whatever, that we got to swap guys out, and we feel pretty good about that. So you're exactly right with that. You know, I know they pay the left tackle in the league more than anybody else because of the guy that he's protecting. But, boy, when you look at the great players or the great defenses, you look at the defensive tackles in some of those organizations, the pressure, the things that take place all come from inside.
Coach, you already talked about the benefit of returning 16 players from last year's squad. I know, you know, I was joking with Mike off air. When I read that, we had talked with Coach Summerall from Tulane, and I think he said he's closer to like five or six returning starters. It's just in the modern era of football, that doesn't really happen much at the college game. But 16 returning players, last year 6-1 in the Southland Conference, which was second place. And then the poll comes out earlier on Monday. It has you finishing third place as far as the preseason poll goes. I just wanted to ask you about the rest of the Southland Conference this upcoming season. Seems like Incarnate Word is heavy favorites to win it again. Stephen F. Austin's in that number as well, but Southeastern coming in at number three. Just wanted to ask you about the top of the Southland.
Yeah, you know, I think UIW's had a run, about a 4 or 5 year run right now that they're on, and been great. The Southland's really underestimated, I think, across the country. I think there's some really good football down here. When the whole thing in FCS, they'll tell you these numbers and say, well, most of the draft picks come from these other areas. And I go, you're correct. I don't disagree with that. And the national championships come from those areas also. Montana, Montana State, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. We understand the power programs. We see all of that. That's not – you can't hide that. But here's what you can't hide is that high school football in Louisiana and Texas, where the Southland is based, there is not a more passionate fan base. And when you grow up on Friday nights, those towns shut down to go watch high school football. And those kids understand that. So when you get those kids on their team, they might not be NFL prospects, but that doesn't mean they don't play like NFL players. That doesn't mean they don't play with heart and passion and give everything they got every play. And that's what our kids do. And that's what I keep telling teams from across the country. Please come down to the Southland and play us. We'd love to play you. We play on a home and home. We'll do it anywhere, and we've done it. And South Dakota State came down here last year, and they kicked our ass up and down the field. But I appreciated the opportunity to play those guys, and I can't wait to go up there to play them in another year or two. And I think that's what's important for us to get national recognition. So when you look at UIW and what they've done, getting in the playoffs, winning those first and second round games, that speaks volumes for us. We got in the playoffs 3 years in a row, won the first-round game every time. We beat a really good Villanova team, beat a great Idaho football team that everybody thought had a chance to make a run. And then FAMU had a great record coming out of the SWAC with 11 wins, and we beat them. So we have proven that when you come into down south and play, the players might not match up to some of the physical standards that the NFL wants. But the passion that our kids play with is evident on the field when the ball snapped. And I think that to me is where it's when you got to step back and look at it. We got great football. Look, we don't have 100,000 in Baton Rouge like they got, or even like Tulane's got. But when you come to Strawberry Stadium and see our kids play, man, you really do. You take a step back and go, you know what? That's a hell of a performance those guys gave out. That passion, the intensity they played with. I've been at every level. It's no different than anywhere else. It's about the guys and how they play, and our guys play in that manner, and they respect the game because of that.
Coach, when people talk about big college, small college, my thing is, you know where the first overall pick in the NFL draft in April started his college career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you had to see him.
He threw for 650 yards against me one night, Mike. Cole Kelly threw for 650 and three touchdowns and ran for three, and then Cam Ward threw for 620 and seven touchdowns, and we lose 51-48 or 55-50. I don't even know. I quit counting after a while, but it was one of the most spectacular performances I've ever seen by two quarterbacks going back and forth with each other. It was fantastic, man. What a talent.
I told this to Rebo. I said, you don't have to worry about playing him anymore when he played against Nichols. And Nichols had some success against him, but still, I said, you ain't going to have to worry about playing him anymore. Sure enough, he was at Washington State, and he ends up at Miami. We brought this up with Kellen Moore. One of the things you've always had is, I think, a really good special teams unit. And you return your All-Southland Conference punter, and you got a kick returner in Brandon Hayes, who's really good, and also Garcia as your kicker. That's, to me, a big plus for any team to have that special teams element, that because that's going to win you a couple games that you could easily lose.
Absolutely. That's a big emphasis for us. And our special teams, we were top in the conference this year, one of the tops in the nation in all four phases. When you add them all, you know, they got all the ways to add up all the points and do all put the numbers, write it all down. But at the end of the day, we're in the top of the nation, but we're top in the Southland Conference. And we continue to do that. And that's when you look at 25 seniors and 46 returning lettermen. These are guys that got a lot of experience. So it's not like you go, well, we only got one returner, or we only can cover kickoffs with these two guys. And then, no, that's not what we do. Every one of our players is available for special teams. And that's how we grow and develop our guys. They're playing special teams as freshmen and sophomores, even though they might be backups or even third team guys. We're getting them in the game, and they're developing that attitude about this is how you play the game, and this is how you got to play it, so that when we get out there and when they go from special teams to become a starter, they're still going to play special teams. We're not going to limit them on that, especially if they were good at it. And if they want to be good at it, they want to stay on that bus. When we go somewhere, we dress out at home, they better be playing balls to the wall on special teams. And I think that's what's important. That's a big emphasis for us. We do it from a practice standpoint, preparation, film study, things like that. I think we do a great job on our special teams.
You sure do, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll talk again before the start of the season, but, man, wishing you all the best. Stay healthy before the season hits.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do that, Mike. You know that. We got Louisiana Tech and then Murray State, Mississippi Valley, and then we go into Baton Rouge to face face that bunch right there, which I think could win a national championship. And I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the state of Louisiana because I'd like to see it come back to the state. I just don't want them to win it on one Saturday night against us, you know?
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for what you've done for not only high school but also for college football. Do a great job, and it's a real exciting time if you get to go see Southeastern play. You make it really a nice football moment, even if you're not a big football fan. And, man, in Hammond, that is something to watch, to be in that stadium.
It is, and look, Mike, we're building, everybody needs to know this, we're building a $26 million building in the north south end zone. So, you pardon the construction, it's going up. It is in place. David Duggan, we got shovels in the ground, and we're digging, and it's going to be awesome. It'll be ready in about another year, and we're looking forward to it. So, things are happening on campus with Dr. Wainwright, our president, and our administration.
Stay away from that shovel. It's too hot for you, Coach. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Coach Selfo.
Thank you, buddy.
All righty. Coach Frank Selfo, the head football coach at Southeastern Louisiana, does a great job there. And, boy, has he revitalized that program. And, Charlie, when you watch him play, it is an exciting brand of football. And, you know, he's known for throwing the ball, but they also are a really good running team. But his offensive lines have always been good, and I've always praised them. They do a good job evaluating talent. And it's really hard to get big men. Southeastern, Nichols, McNeese, those schools, it's hard to develop those guys and have them stay because a lot of times the biggest schools are after them. We'll be back with finishing up in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long. I want to thank Saints head coach Kellen Moore and also from southeastern Louisiana, the head football coach Frank Selfo for joining us in hour number two. When Steve and Charlie return, they'll have a lot more sound from the Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore press conferences and also some fantasy football talk for you right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.